Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
So, from chemotherapy to immunotherapy, cancer treatment has come a long way, we're told. And so we're going to explore different treatment options, their effectiveness, and how medical advances are changing the fight against cancer. And that's why we've invited Mrs. Sizega Mashele, who's going to be talking to us about just that. Mr. Mashele, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, and to your listeners, good afternoon. I hope you are having a good day.
It is better than before, sir. It's better than many. So yes. Today, we are talking about this idea of cancer treatment and the advances there are there. What are those are the most common treatment options for cancer, and how do they actually work?
Okay, thank you, Naya. Thank you very much. So, you know, with cancer treatment, there are several options. I will touch based on three or four. So we have something called a surgery. Okay. So surgery is what they actually removing the cancerous tumor or the affected on the affected area. So what does it mean is that, for example, if you have cancer cells in your breast, they may decide to say, okay, because the only possible treatment option for you will be surgery. They will be removing that breast.
Mm.
So we also have chemotherapy. Chemotherapy, that's where they use strong medicines.
Right.
They use medicine, they give you sort of tablets,
right,
or any type of medicine that can kill that cancer cells,
mm,
so that they don't grow anymore. We also have radiation therapy.
Right.
So, you know, in a layman's language, we always call them, we say X-ray. So they're actually using high energy rays. So those rays, they will actually target those cells and destroy those cancer cells.
Right.
So again, example of a breast, if it's it's a lump within the breast.
Mm.
So those rays, they set them in a way that they target directly in your breast,
right,
all those abnormal cells. Yeah, so there are other treatment options such as immunotherapy, targeted therapy, as well as the hormone therapy. Yeah.
Did you say hormone or homeotherapy?
I said the hormone.
Hormone.
So the
hormone. Maybe, okay.
Yes, the hormones. So the hormone therapy, actually, what they do, that they are actually, they block a lot of the hormones that fuel certain cancer. So you remember, you may know, or if you do not, but so the cancer cells, they need something to eat,
mm,
so that they can grow. So this hormone therapy, they actually block those cancer cells,
mm,
so that they are not able to feed themselves. You know?
Right.
So
right,
when we block that, it means they will not be able to grow. Maybe I should also speak about the immunotherapy as well.
Okay.
Because immunotherapy, because it's most commonly used as well. So immunotherapy, they give you a medication that can at least boost your own immune system to,
right,
fight against that. Because, you know, everyone has got immune cells. Some yes, we call them soldiers,
mm,
of the body,
mm,
that fight for you. So they give you something that will actually boost your own immune system,
right,
so that you can fight against those. Yes, and targeted, let me talk about targeted as well. So targeted therapy, they target a specific part of that cancer cell.
Right.
So cancer cell, it's a cell big, but they know that if we target this part of the cell,
right,
we are eventually going to kill this cell. So
okay,
they give you something that will target something, to target a specific part of that cancer cell, so
mm,
that they block their growth. The main thing is to prevent them from growing or killing them completely.
Okay. So how have advancements in cancer research improved survival rates in Bundes?
Yeah, there are advancements in treatment, actually, and they've actually led to better treatment outcomes.
Okay.
So some better treatment outcome. We have seen that the because treatment sometimes it's painful, you know.
Mm.
So because of the advancements, we are seeing more effective and less harmful chemotherapy drugs. So now they will actually modify those drugs so that they are not actually that painful, you know.
Right.
And you know, we have seen precision medicine. So precision medicine is some of the advancement in treatment. So these ones actually, they give you medicine based on your individual cancer type, because we have different types of cancers and their progression differs. So precision medicine will actually tailor it specific to your need. And I mentioned something about immunotherapy previously. So immunotherapy, it's some of the advancements that will help your own body to fight against this. And you know, these improvements, we see them, they actually make cancer treatment more effectively, and they actually give a better chance for survival.
I see. Okay, I don't know whether I should be excited or not. So what are the biggest challenges patients face during treatment?
So, you know, cancer, I think the biggest of them all, it's a medical cost. You know, cancer treatment is very expensive, I can tell you. So that's the biggest problem. But you know, they, because I mentioned that some of the medications, sometimes they will cause some pains. So there are side effects of from treatment. You can have nausea, fatigue. Sometimes you can feel pain. Sometimes you can lose your hair.
Right.
So those are some of the challenges, including emotional challenges. Like, you know, when you know that you have cancer, you're going through treatment, you will have stress, whether I will, or sometimes you can even go into depression to say, will I survive or what will happen, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but the biggest of them all is actually the medical costs.
And there is no effective public service treatment from public hospitals?
Yeah, there is. There is. So, you know, you know, with our public hospitals or government hospitals, they cater for about 84% of our population. So you will understand that South Africa has got about has got a lot of cancer cases that we have annually. So, you know, annually, because we report around 80,000 or more, so you will imagine that if these 8,000 people every year will need to go for treatment, so you will understand the delays in care. I mean, because you need to wait for your time.
So
for that, there is, and it's actually, it's a lot of hospitals. We've got a lot of hospitals all over the country. The tertiary hospital did provide treatment.
Right.
Even here in Gauteng, we have a lot of them. But you will understand that it's 80% of the population who need the service.
Right.
So that caused some delays, you know.
Right. Okay. And then how do alternative and complementary therapies fit into cancer rate or cancer care?
So alternative medicine, I believe you are talking about maybe herbal remedies.
Absolutely.
Know?
Yes.
So you know with alternative. So alternative, usually they are not part of the standard medical care. They are actually not part of the standard medical care. But complementary. So complementary is like maybe a massage, you know. A massage, it can be helpful. It can be helpful to actually manage symptoms. It can manage symptoms, you know, can manage pain. But with all this complementary, you need to, one need to discuss with a medical practitioner or the doctor who is treating, so that they know that you are thinking of. But do not I won't encourage people to go for them without discussing with their medical doctors,
right?
Because they may cause some interference with the treatment that they are undergoing. So yes.
All right, before I let you go, sir, what role do financial and healthcare access issues play in treatment decisions?
You know, the financial and the access as well, it's actually a biggest barrier. It's a big barrier. You know, the cost, like I mentioned previously, that the cost can be high. So if the costs are high, many people will not be able to actually access private medical facilities.
Right.
So they will have to go for our public, and the public is free of charge, but access will be an issue because there will be a delay. You have to wait for your time. Yeah, but if you have a lot of money, if you have medical aid, maybe, so you can, because medical aid covers for about 16% of the population, so you will understand that you can get a better access to to health facilities.
Hey. 16%. Okay. All right. We're going to leave it right there for today. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day further. And thank you very much once again for coming through to talk to us, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you so much. And everyone, the listeners, enjoyed the show. And I hope you got one or two things.
Indeed. Indeed. I can assure you, I have learned a lot, a bit discouraged by the statistics you're giving us, but it's the truth. And that's what we're going to do with. Have a wonderful day, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. That is Mr. Sizek, my share, talking to us about treatment and advances in cancer care. I'm hoping for your sake, you are listening and you're taking decisions about your life and your welfare. Now, don't be alarmed. It may be difficult to access public hospitals if you don't have medical aid, but patience, I suppose. Patience! That's what we are talking about.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.